fishers tack tent. Maced anglers through the fishing season can keep their passion within reason, whiles wine and dine a trachled wife to keep awa domestic strife, or tack wains to a fit begem to gie her peace and quiet at hame. Sick thoughts ne'er bothered Willie Fife. For him, there was nocht else in life but fishing, morning, noon, and nicht. It was his yea lee lang delicht. Work, wife, and wains were aye neglected, when rising truth could be expected. But shin or late, life's cup runs tim, and Willie gaed to his lang hame. He took it as nae mair than due to walk into a heavenly view, a crystal river clear and cool, and at his feet a trout ring pill, while by his side to serve his needs, a wee man stood in keeper's tweeds, with rod and net and fleas and flask. But Willie thought it best to ask, "What the Laird Finn fought, do you think?" said he, "gin I took the rod and coosed a flea. How are yon twa punner rising there?" "No, sir, for deed, that's why we're here." Then for a while Will had his fish, and hyuked and played fish after fish, till 10 fat trout lay big and braw, like gowden guineas in a row. But fae upstream there come a splatter, as better fish louped for the water. "I think," said Will, "I'll hae a try at yon four bigger fish up by." "No, sir," the voice said at his side, "this pill is where we baith maun bide." Will stood as still's a granite stain, while fearsome doubts crept through his brain. Said he, "Let me hae this thing clear. Ye mean we fish naewhere but here? An ilka trout will be the match o' ilka ither ye na catch." "Aye, sir." The voice was wee and low, like yin wha'd suffered lang and slow. "But this is hellish, man," cried Willie. "Na, sir, it's hell," replied his gillie.